Here is the second most recorded song in pop history. The first, incidentally, is Yesterday by the Beatles. But the second one, this one, it's been recorded by everyone from Frank Sinatra
tall and tan and young and lovely,
to Amy Winehouse
from Ipanema goes walking out,
to Michael Bolton.
When she passes, each one she passes goes...
And many, many more. Here's writer Tom Vincent Guerra.
Diana Krall, the Yale Whiffen Poofs. And I see that Mike Tyson recently had his version.
When she passes, each one she passes, say, ah.
Iron Mike Tyson on a Brazilian variety show. The song, of course, is Girl from Ipanema. It was written 50 years ago this summer in 1962. Tom Vincent Guerra recently wrote about the song's strange endurance. And the story behind this one, the original.
The story is actually fairly straightforward. The composers Tom Jobim and Vinicius Moraes were working on a musical called Blimp, of all things, in Brazil. And they were stuck on a song and needed some sort of inspiration, so they went down to a bar in the Ipanema district of Rio. According to myth, lovely young woman passed by and inspired them to write a whole new song on cocktail napkins. They knew this woman by sight. She used to come to the bar often to buy cigarettes for her mother or just on her way to the sea. And that set the song in a whole new direction.
This is the Brazilian singer João Gilberto. Now, you don't hear this in many versions of the song. It's because an American music publisher, Lou Levy, wanted to release the song in the U.S., and so he asked that it include English language lyrics. But then the finished version was too long.
He basically lopped off Gilberto's Portuguese, leaving just the English by Gilberto's wife, Astrid.
And tan and young and lovely, the girl from Ipanema goes walking, and when she passes, each one she passes goes, ah.
She, Astrid, was apparently, like, she was barely experienced as a singer, and some people didn't think that she actually sounded great, but somehow it was perfect. It was this perfect voice to sing the song.
I agree. It's her very lack of professionalism that makes the song so appealing, because it sounds exotic, as I put it, out of reach, like the girl herself, out of the touch of mortal man.
You know what else I love about this song?
Mm-hmm.
That it's this great song that is enduring, and then it's a great elevator music. Like, who can forget that scene in Blues Brothers?
Yes, looking back at the clip, there are Aykroyd and Belushi, while about 500 cops, state troopers, firemen, peace officers are on their tail, trying to nail them, and they're very calmly ascending as the girl from Ipanema is softly playing in the background.
It's actually a perfect moment. It's like that perfect moment. As we mentioned, this has been sung by everybody. I mean, Frank Sinatra and Sammy Davis and Ella Fitzgerald.
Mm.
What explains its endurance? What explains the fact that this is the second most recorded pop song of all time?
You know, it's a seductive song. It instantly conjures up peace, tranquility, and frankly, sex. Somehow, it transcends those elements to become even more universal than just its components.
That's Tom Vincent Guerra. He wrote about the girl from Ipanema for the Wall Street Journal this week. And you're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
Ele quer cantar. Senhoras e senhores, ao piano Daniel Jobim, cantando no caldeirão, Mike Tyson, Garota de Ipanema, The Girl from Ipanema. Up to you.
One, two, three, four. Tall and tan and young and lovely,
The girl from Ipanema goes walking, and when she passes, each one she passes go, ah. When she walks, she's like a samba that swings so cool and sways so gentle that when she passes, each one she passes say, ah. Oh, but I want her so sadly.